The End Times. According to Islam, this concept represents a time near to doomsday when Quranic morality will come to prevail over all the world. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has described it in considerable detail in his hadiths, that is, his sayings. After the Prophet, a number of great Islamic scholars have given further accounts of the subject. All of these reveal that the end times will contain a number of consecutive events. In the first stage of the end times, the world will become degenerate because of a number of philosophical systems that deny God. Mankind will move away from the purpose behind its creation, leading to a terrible spiritual emptiness and moral collapse. In the wake of great disasters, wars, and suffering, mankind will seek the answer to just one question: where does salvation lie?
At that very moment of despair, God will charge a blessed person to call mankind out of the chaos and onto the true path. The Mahdi. The word means he who leads people to truth. According to the Prophet's sayings, the Mahdi will first wage a struggle in the Islamic world and return those Muslims who have broken away from the essence of Islam back to true belief and morality. He will have three basic tasks at this point.
The overthrow of philosophical systems that deny God and support atheism. Putting an end to practices that are not part of the religion, but that are portrayed as being so, and the revealing and implementation of true Islamic morality based on the Quran, starting with his own nation and moving on to strengthen the entire Islamic world in political and social terms, establishing peace, well-being and security, and resolving social problems. The progression in the end times was described in some detail by the Prophet Muhammad in the Hadiths 1,400 years ago, and in the works of various Islamic scholars. In addition, in our time the portents of the end times are actually coming about, one after the other. Since these signs you are about to witness may have happened separately at one time or another, they may appear to be quite ordinary events on the surface. Yet the occurrence of so many portents, one after the other, in a very short space of time, cannot be regarded as a coincidence. This succession of all the events described hundreds of years ago, in just the way that they were described, foretells the coming of the Mahdi in no uncertain terms. The halting of the Euphrates is one of the portents of the Mahdi. Turkey's greatest river, the Euphrates. This river witnessed a major event in 1975. The 210-meter-high giant Keban Dam cut the flow of the Euphrates. In other words, it halted it. The portent indicated in the Prophet's hadith had come about. Another hadith on this subject says, God's messenger said, "The hour will not come to pass before the river Euphrates dries up to unveil the mountain of gold, for which people will fight. 99 out of 100 will die in the fighting, and every man amongst them will say, 'Perhaps I may be the only one to remain alive.'" Let us now consider certain expressions within that hadith. The hour will not come to pass before the river Euphrates dries up to unveil the mountain of gold. According to the unanimous view of commentators on the hadiths, this statement refers to the halting of the flow of the river Euphrates. Indeed, in 1975, the construction of the Keban Dam did cut and halt the flow of the river. The hour will not come to pass before the river Euphrates dries up to unveil the mountain of gold. Thanks to the construction of this 210-meter-high mountain-like dam, the land in the region became as valuable as gold for such reasons as the production of electricity, the water collected in the dam increasing fertility, and increased ease of transportation. The results of this enormous development project, known as the Southeastern Anatolia Project, or GAP, clearly reveal the truth of this. The region thus gained new economic opportunities, its income went up, and unemployment fell. On the other hand, one story recently covered by the press clearly revealed the truth of the expression employed in the hadith. According to the story, photographs from satellites prove the existence of piles of gold on the Euphrates riverbed, and that these could be seen if the waters drew back. For which people will fight? This expression in the hadith refers to fighting in which many people die. The owners of the land in that region suffered terrible losses because of the anarchy that went on in the long period of terror there. And many people lost their lives. In short, the statements in the hadith came about, one after the other, and were experienced just as it had been said they would be. There will be two eclipses in Ramadan before the Mehdi emerges. Lunar and solar eclipses are perfectly normal physical events that have taken place numerous times in the history of the world. However, they have been most infrequent in the manner set out in the hadith. This most infrequent event actually happened very recently, and for 2 years in succession. In 1981, or 1401 under the Hijra calendar, there was a lunar eclipse on the 15th day of Ramadan and a solar eclipse on the 29th day of the month. In 1982, or 1402 Hijra style, there was a lunar eclipse on the 14th day of Ramadan and a solar eclipse on the 28th day of the month. Coming together at the same time as the other signs of the coming of the Mehdi, these events in the early years of the 1400s of the Hijra calendar, and repeated in a miraculous manner in 2 consecutive years, this strengthens the possibility that they are the events referred to in the warning. Before he comes, a comet spreading light will come from the east. The birth of that star will follow the eclipse of the sun and moon. In 1986, or Hijra 1406, a tailed star, Halley's Comet, passed very near the Earth. Its direction, as specified in another hadith, was from east to west. The birth of this star at the same time as the other indications of the coming of the Mahdi confirms that Halley's Comet is the star referred to in the hadith. Whenever this comet has passed by in history, most important events from Muslims' point of view have happened. According to reports of our Prophet's words, when the comet passed,
the people of Nuh were destroyed. The Prophet Ibrahim was thrown into the fire. Pharaoh, who fought against the Prophet Musa, and his people were destroyed. Halley's Comet's last appearance in the end times announces to us, as stated in the Hadith, the coming of the Mahdi.
People will go on the Hajj with no imam at their head. When they descend to Mina, the tribes will savage each other like dogs, and there will be great wars, to such an extent that feet will be covered in a lake of blood. This massacre described in the Hadith actually happened in 1979 in the attack on the Kaaba during the Hajj. 30 people were killed in the fighting that broke out between the Saudi troops and the militants who staged the attack. The attack came right at the start of the time when the other signs of the coming of the Mahdi were taking place. In other words, in the first days of Hijra 1400, on Muharram 1, 1400, or November 21, 1979.
In addition, the creation series is attracting considerable interest from young people. Documentaries now intrigue viewers with their philosophical content and document the miracles of human creation.
7 years after this attack in 1979, or Hijra 1400, in Hijra 1407, another worse and even bloodier incident took place during the Hajj.
And calls the theory of evolution nothing but a deception imposed on
attacks on pilgrims in the street resulted in the deaths of 402 people.
NCSI reports. NCSI reports. NCSI reports.
The hadiths forewarning of this matter say,
there is more water in our cells than anything else.
There will be war cries in Shawwal, war and slaughter in Dhul Hijjah. Pilgrims will be plundered in Dhul Hijjah. Much blood will be spilled and sacred things will be violated. There will be great sin right by the Kaaba.
Or if the thermal properties of water were a little different, then the difference between day and nighttime temperatures would rise. Most land regions would turn into deserts.
It is stressed in these hadiths that the events will happen not in the Kaaba, but near it. In fact, the incidents that took place in the month of Dhul Hijjah, Hijrah 1407, during the Hajj season, were different to the first, as they took place next to the Kaaba and not inside it. The expression, "there will be war and slaughter in Dhul Hijjah," is worthy of note. The mention of this war and slaughter alongside the killing of the pilgrims shows that these incidents will happen in the same period of time. In fact, that period was one when the Iran-Iraq war broke out, and the time of the worst fighting and chaos in southeast Turkey and the Middle East. A fire will enfold you. That fire is currently extinguished in the valley called Berehut. People will be enfolded in that fire with terrible suffering. That fire will burn and destroy people and belongings. For 8 days it will rage over the world like wind and cloud. The heat of night will be fiercer than that of day. That fire will stretch from the heads of man to the highest heavens. And there will be a terrible noise like thunder between the earth and sky, he said. In the early 1990s, a disagreement between Iraq and Kuwait gave rise to a terrible war. The UN Peace Force intervened, and there was fierce fighting. Some events that happened during this war were totally compatible with the Hadith. A fire will enfold you. That fire is currently extinguished in the valley called Berehut. What is lying extinguished is not fire itself, but a raw material that will give rise to fire. What may be being indicated here is petrol that comes from under the ground. In fact, the place called Berehut in the Hadith is the name of a well, an oil well. When the time comes, the petrol that comes out of these wells is like a fire that is waiting to burn. Many oil wells in Kuwait were set to fire during the Gulf War, and extraordinary images followed. People will be enfolded in that fire with terrible suffering. That fire will burn and destroy people and belongings. For 8 days it will rage over the world like wind and cloud. The heat of night will be fiercer than that of day. That fire will stretch from the heads of man to the highest heavens. And there will be a terrible noise like a thunder between the earth and sky. Before the Mahdi, widespread slaughter will come to pass and great strife will be seen. There were two great world wars in the last century, and in these alone, 65 million people lost their lives. It is believed that the number of people killed for political reasons throughout the whole of the 20th century is more than 180 million. That is an extraordinarily high figure compared to the periods that had gone before. In addition, the most important feature of these wars and conflicts was mass slaughter in the manner described in the Hadith. Another Hadith draws particular attention to the fact that this slaughter will be aimed at the innocent. The Mahdi will not emerge until innocent people are slaughtered, and he will appear when the slaughter is finally unbearable on the earth and in the skies. The choosing of people who are unable to defend themselves in wars and ethnic conflicts is the reason why such conflicts are so widespread and why so many people have lost their lives in them. Terrorist attacks in recent times have also added to the slaughter. Terrorism aims at spreading fear and despair among people. And with its attacks aimed directly at the civilian population, it has created the climate in which the words of the Hadith come about. Perhaps the very worst terrorist incident in world history was the September 11, 2001 attacks on New York and Washington. When we look at the outcomes of these attacks, we see a strong parallel with another of the Prophet's Hadiths. Dusty, smoky, dark strife will be seen, and others will follow this. It will be recalled that terrible clouds of smoke rose up as a result of the explosions caused by the crashing planes, and that the plumes of smoke were tall enough to be seen from a very long way away. The buildings that collapsed as a result of the explosions caused an even larger dust cloud, covering people and the streets around in dust. The way that this incident, one of the worst terrorist attacks in history, happened at a time close to other portents and bore considerable similarities to the description given in the Hadith, means it may be regarded as another of the signs of the coming of the Mahdi. God knows best, of course. The inhabitants of Egypt and Sham would kill their ruler and his commands. A study of recent Egyptian history reveals that the prediction in the Hadith actually happened. Anwar Sadat, who took power in Egypt in 1970, was assassinated in 1981. In other words, right at the beginning of the 1400s, Hijra style. The word Sham, the original Arabic word used in the Hadith, is not only used to refer to Damascus. It means left in Arabic, and has long been used to refer to those countries to the left of the Hijaz region. In fact, many leaders in the Sham region have been assassinated. 1920, Salah el-Din Bettar, former president of Syria. 1921, Drubi Pasha, prime minister of Syria. 1949, Muhsin el-Barazi, prime minister of Syria. 1951, King Abdullah of Jordan. 1982, Lebanese Falange leader Bashir Gemayel. 80-poor Talikan, a region in Afghanistan that at that place are treasures of God. But these are not of gold and silver, but consist of people who have recognized God as they should have. The Soviet Union began occupying Afghanistan with a large military force in 1979. In other words, Hijra 1400. The Afghan fighters resisted the Soviet army, so many times more powerful than them, with all their might. During this war, which lasted for many years, thousands of Afghan villages were razed and tens of thousands of innocent people lost their lives. After the Soviet Union withdrew, Afghanistan became the scene of a bloody civil war. Fighting between the different groups led the country into total chaos. In short, in the same way as described in the Hadith, Afghanistan entered a period of civil war right at the beginning of the 1400s, Hijra style. In his time, great events will be seen. There were great and extraordinary events before the birth of our Prophet. A new star was born on the night of his birth. 14 galleries of the palace of Khosrau, the king of Persia, cracked and rolled down. The Magian sacred fire, which had burnt without interruption for upward 1,000 years, died down. The Samawa valley was flooded. Lake Sawa shrank back to its secret springs, leaving its borders dry. As reported in the Hadiths, there will be great and astonishing events at the time of the appearance of the Mahdi. These are some of the great and astonishing events that happened in the early 1400s, Hijra style. The 2,500-year Iranian monarchy collapsed. Mohammad Reza Pahlavi died. A gas leak from a factory in Bombay caused the deaths of 20,000 people. War broke out between two Muslim nations, Iran and Iraq. On September 19, 1985, Mexico City was destroyed in earthquakes measuring 8.1 and 7.5. More than 10,000 people lost their lives, and more than 100,000 buildings were so badly damaged as to be unusable. The Nevado del Ruiz volcano erupted, and the town of Armero was wiped off the map. Floods in Bangladesh killed 25,000 people. Rome, the heart of Christianity, was flooded. The worst forest fire in history broke out in China. Indian Prime Minister Gandhi, President Anwar Sadat of Egypt, and Swedish Prime Minister Olaf Palme were assassinated. Pope John Paul II was shot. The city of Edmonton in Canada was severely damaged by a whirlwind traveling at 3,000 kilometers per hour on July 30, 1987. The Challenger space shuttle exploded after takeoff in 1986. The AIDS virus was identified in 1980. The disease has so far killed tens of thousands of people and is known as the plague of the age. AIDS put an end to the sexual revolution that had begun in America in the 1960s and ushered in sexual freedoms of all kinds. The worst nuclear accident in history came about with the explosion of the Chernobyl nuclear reactor. Many European countries were affected by the resulting radiation. It was established that there was a hole in the ozone layer. The Great Conjunction happened. In 1982, all the planets lined up in a row, bringing about the Great Conjunction, seen once every 23,400 years. The Berlin Wall, the symbol of the Cold War, was torn down 28 years after it had been built. Tanks were sent in by the Chinese Communist government in 1989 against the students, 2,000 of whom lost their lives in Tiananmen Square. Hundreds of thousands of Muslims were killed in the atrocities in Bosnia and Kosovo, and hundreds of thousands more were exiled. The Ebola virus led to the deaths of tens of thousands. In 1997, the Hale-Bopp comet passed so close to the Earth, it could be seen with the naked eye. Increasingly violent earthquakes caused terrible destruction and loss of life and property all over the world. The hurricanes, tornadoes, whirlwinds, and floods caused by the atmospherical event known as El Niño led to the deaths of thousands of people, to millions fleeing their homes, and to billions of dollars worth of damage. As well as all these portents we have just listed, many other events reported in the Hadiths reveal that we are living in the run-up to doomsday and tell us of the coming of the Mahdi. When doomsday draws near, the hearts of the faithful are weakened by such things as death, hunger, strife, the loss of the sunnah, and the loss of opportunities to enjoin the right and forbid the wrong. God will breathe new life into the sunnah with the Mahdi. The Mahdi will emerge after great dissension, when the forbidden is regarded as lawful. The Mahdi will not appear until God is widely and openly denied. I swear that such violent disasters will befall people that they will find no place to escape from cruelty and oppression. At such a difficult time, God will send the Mahdi. When the world is in violent chaos, when dissension prevails, when the roads are blocked, when some attack others, when the old have no compassion for the young, then God will storm the ramparts of their wrongdoing by tearing enmity from them, and will send the one, the Mahdi, who will maintain the religion in the end times in the same way that I have maintained it, who will fill with justice a world that is full of cruelty. The events we have seen throughout this film have revealed that we are living in the end times and that the Mahdi is about to come. Throughout this film, we have looked at the series of events that have been happening one after the other since the 1980s, and we have seen that these events, that appear so ordinary on the surface, are actually harbingers of a major development. These events, that have happened in such a short space of time, were described by the Prophet Muhammad centuries ago, and have happened in just the way reported in the Hadiths. This fact announces an important truth to all mankind. The time of the coming of the Mahdi is here. Mankind, crushed under moral degeneration and experiencing terrible suffering, will return to the true path with the coming of the Mahdi. In other words, it will return to the purpose of its creation, and thus the chaos and the cruelty in the world will end. The philosophies that deny God will be torn down one by one, and the spiritual dimension man will again acquire will enable him to enjoy peace and security. This turning towards God and His religion that has begun in the West can be seen as a portent of this truth. We shall be looking at this matter in more detail in the second film. We shall reveal the important changes that will take place all over the world by means of the coming of the Mahdi and see how these are reflected in the Muslim world. The return to religion in the USA and Europe will be examined. And lastly, we shall be concentrating on the Golden Age, so frequently referred to in the Hadiths. We shall describe the great gains that will come about with the emergence of a new lifestyle appropriate to man's nature, and a drawing closer to God, as well as a period of great abundance and well-being.